Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode number 8. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Oh my gosh, it's almost spring, and although the weather doesn't feel quite like it, we've had quite a few nor'easters, and we're waiting for one more this week, and it's in the 40s here in New York City. I am so ready for spring weather. I can't wait to read outdoors, to get fresh flowers, to just be outside and enjoy the nice weather. So let's just get to today's episode. Today's episode, I'm sharing my top 5 picks for winter 2018. These are 5 books that I read in December, January, and February 2018 that I truly enjoy and I want to share with you. I read about 60 books in total from that period, so these are 5 out of 60, which is pretty darn good. Some of them are 4 stars, some of them are 5 stars. So it just, what made me pick them was because they were the story I kept thinking about it months after. When I was looking, I was like, you know what, that book, I actually enjoyed it a lot more. So hence what's in the list. This list is in no particular order, so let's just get started. The first book is The Last Mrs. Parrish by Liv Constantine. This is a psychological thriller between Amber, a con artist, Jackson and Daphne Parrish, a wealthy couple living in Connecticut. Amber infiltrates the Parrishes first by being Daphne's BFF and then as Jackson's mistress. But let's just say there's more to the story. I love the twist in the story. I am Team Daphne all the way through. I gave this book 4 stars, but I still remember the story, hence why it's one of my top picks for the winter. I really enjoy the story. So if you're looking for a psychological thriller, something that you're actually wanting to get, you have twists and turns and you're not sure what you think about, this is a great book to pick up. I read actually three thrillers, and 2 of them are my winter picks, so I just want to just preface that for some reason, thrillers are actually my picks for this year, for this month. So the second pick is another thriller, and it's The Wife Between Us by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. This is another psychological thriller where it's best to go blind. I would say a few things about it. Don't believe what has been told as gospel. The ending is a bit, what the fuck? It's a WTF. I thought it was unnecessary. The last part of it, I was like, really? I really don't think it was necessary. But it was interesting. It just added another twist to the book. The book kept me engaged throughout the book. I couldn't put it down. It was so good. I really enjoy this book. So if you're looking for another psychological thriller, I really encourage you to read The Wife Between Us. I give this book 5 stars. My third pick is The Light We Lost by Jill Santopolo. This was Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine book club pick for February. This is the story of Lucy, who's in love with Gavin Duran. It is best to go blind as there is a twist in the end. This is a heartbreaking story that brings tears to my eyes. I did cry about it in this book. I wish that in the end there was a sequel, a novella, or something to tell us what happens to the characters, because it left us with a sort of cliffhanger. You kind of want to know what's going to happen next. I did give this book 5 stars. I enjoyed this book. Again, it's best to go blind. Just know that it's a love triangle between Lucy, Gabe, and Darren, and there's more to the story than just that. My fourth pick is Brooklyn Era by Serena Bowen. This is book 4 of the Brooklyn Bruiser series, and this is my favorite one so far. This is a story between Nate and Becca, who have a slow burn 7-year romance in the making. This is a friends-to-lovers romance set within a hockey team. I love the romance of this book. It was so good. It had everything that I wanted. I did do a review, so it's episode number 7. So if you want to just listen to that, actually episode number 5 is a review. So if you want to enjoy the review, go ahead and listen to it. Listen more in depth about my thoughts about this book. I love that there was enough hockey action, so it had everything that I wanted in a hockey romance. So I give this book 5 stars. My fifth pick is Autobiography by Christina Lauren. This is my lone YA book pick, and it was an unexpected pick. It is a story about Tanner Scott, who moved to Provo, Utah, and he's in the process to go back to the closet. He's bisexual, but in Utah, it's a very religious place, so that's not something acceptable. So he's in the closet. And then his friend Autumn dares him to take a writing seminar, and he decides to go for it. And basically, in the writing seminar, they had to write a story, a book, in the whole semester. In the seminar, he meets Sebastian's brother, who's a star TA, who's soon to be published author, and Tina develops feelings for Sebastian. And Sebastian is ultra religious. He has feelings for Tanner, but he's not sure. He's not out of the closet. He's not sure how it's gonna go, and you know how this is gonna work. This story dives into religion, royal family, sexuality. It is a really powerful story, and is something unexpected from Christina Loren. I think for me, Christina Loren, I associate romance, very flimsy, you know, chick lit romance novels like The Beautiful Bastard series and Hating Loving You. But this was a powerful story that was just totally unexpected, and I thought about it after reading it, and it just kept thinking about it. So I give this book 5 stars. So what are your top winter top 2018 picks? What are your top picks? What are your top 5 books that you read this winter? You know, comment to the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com, and let us know in the comments. If you enjoy this podcast, feel free to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast and never miss a show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.